and I want you guys to really think about this for a minute. How much longer are we going to be keeping these players that do not fit what we're running?
To get rid of the coaching staff? That's keeping these guys?
For me, it changes, though, because you're dealing with the GM. You know our GM has an issue drafting. He drafts linebackers like kickers.
Come on. Let's face it. I ain't ever seen. There is only one time I've seen a GM move up to take a kicker, and that was that kicker that was there in Oakland. What was his name?
Oh, Janikowski. That was worth it though. You move up to take Janikowski.
Yeah.
Right.
Janikowski just played. He played for like almost 20 years at the same position. High level.
Right. But
they would have
moved up. But we moved up to take Roberto Aguayo. I'm sorry, but Roberto Aguayo is not Janikowski.
We did that for two kickers. We moved up. I don't even remember the other guy's name.
I know who he was. I know who you're talking about. I almost wanted to say he was a kicker from like Florida or something, but that's not right.
Well, the fact that we're talking about a GM that's moving up in the draft kickers. Should let you know everything you want to need to know about the state of our GM.
Well, so here's the thing, okay? And this is going to rub some people the wrong way. And you know what? Frankly, I don't care. But Jason Light, to me, regardless if it has been said or not, Jason Light is on a very, to me, he's on a very short leash.
Man, they keep extending him, man. Until they get rid of him, Jesus.
Or what you talking about, man? Jason Light extend himself. He's like Roger Goodell. He don't even discuss his contract with the Glazers. He just go in and extend himself.
Oh boy!
But
we got Trump as our GM.
I'm going to do it. I'm going to extend myself.
Shut up, man. Oh, I just want him to leave, bro. He can go to anywhere. Just leave, bro. Just let's leave. Just go somewhere else.
You can get into a
pickleball franchise. Go somewhere else.
Man, mind, dude. Don't be ruining pickleball like that.
It's like Kickball Association or something. Just go somewhere else.
I mean, like, but I mean, let's face it. Okay, here's the thing. This man, the best draft that I have ever seen this man composite was actually this previous draft. And that's sad, because to me, he only hit on like two or three players. Okay. And that is his best draft. Come on. Like, they,
in 10 years, well, I mean, in 10 years.
Yeah. It's crazy he been here that long, bro.
I mean, like, but here's the thing, we are celebrating a guy that may over the process of 10 years have five or six good picks. That's sad thinking about that, considering this that. There were several years that they had a stockpile of picks, and they fizzled out. They were nothing. But I mean, go back. Let me ask you guys something. Where's Roberto Aguayo right now?
Not in the league.
He's selling cars from a used car lot.
I know you're joking, but realistically, I could see that.
He might be.
I mean, fellas,
Roberto, don't kick the tire. Don't kick the tire.
Man. This man, no. Carlton, man, what's wrong with you, bro?
Oh, boy. I'm sorry, man. I feel bad for him, bro.
But so let me ask you something, Carlton. I asked this of Derek a little bit earlier. What are you wanting to see out of Tampa this year?
Honestly, straight up and down. I feel like we got some nice young pieces, but what I want is top five draft pick. I have a thing. Get that one of the top five and sell back, sell it, draft, you know, go back deeper into the draft, get more picks, because we're gonna need a center, we're gonna need more defense, we're gonna need a few linebackers. We're going to need another quarterback.
No, they like Baker.
We need so much. Yeah, they like Baker, but Baker is only on a one-year deal. I feel like they're going to extend him, but
well, the only way that they need to extend him is if he shows up and shows out. Like what Boss Hog said a couple of shows ago, we need to see that Baker Mayfield that took the Browns to the playoffs. We need to see that guy. We don't need to see Carolina Panther Baker Mayfield. We don't need to see, and I don't care if he won that game. we don't need to see Los Angeles Rams Baker Mayfield. Okay? We do not need to see that guy. Because if we see that guy, two things are going to happen. One, Carlton Cook's going to get his wish, and we got to have a top five draft pick. Number two, Baker Mayfield will be done as a starting quarterback in this league. He may be a journeyman, camp body, third on the depth chart guy for some team, or he may just wind up going to the XFL or the USFL. But, fellas, this is Baker's last chance, in my opinion, to be a starting quarterback in this league.
I would agree.
I feel like 70% agree. I just don't agree, man. Because somewhere, some team is going to bring him in. Them start. Kyler Murray is hurt right now, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, he's something.
So, Kyler Murray is done. He doesn't have his magic is done. So, I feel like Baker Mayfield, if Tampa lets him go at the end of the season, he's going straight to Arizona, and he'll start. Some team will pick him up. Some team will pick him up and let him start. It's a whole lot. He can still go. He can play. He can actually play in for the Giants, and he'll beat out Daniel Jones. I know they just gave him all the money, but he's better than Daniel Jones. I know that.
Here's the thing about Daniel Jones.
He's trash.
Daniel Jones and his abilities have been well hidden. Daniel Jones has been able to rely on that Pro Bowl, All Pro to the fifth degree running back, Saquon Barkley. Because here is the thing, gentlemen. If Saquon Barkley leaves after this year, Daniel Jones, fellas, you will watch a really, really ugly sight there with the Giants, because guys, that is going to be a rough that's gonna be a rough sight, because I won't say Daniel Jones is complete trash. He does make some good throws. But I don't think he's a starting quarterback. I don't think he's a starting quarterback.
He's not a backup quarterback. He's a third stringer.
This fool say he's not a backup quarterback.
The only thing last year, the one thing they told Daniel Jones to do last year, run the ball. Don't throw it. Run.
Well,
that's why they got the success.
Well, and here's the thing, and I have a feeling about this, but I think that if Saquon leaves, next year. I personally think that they are going to try to unload Daniel Jones on somebody to try to get a to try to get something so they can try to get another draft so they can draft another quarterback. And
yeah, that's what they're doing. That's exactly what they're doing.
Everyone knows
he's trash. Everyone knows he's trash, man.
Well,
the only way you can salvage Daniel Jones is make him run. Use the optic of running the ball like a Josh on the boy from Buffalo.
Josh
Allen to try to scare away from him actually throwing the ball, because we know he throw. Y'all be talking about James. That boy throw picks like crazy.
I mean, I'll be honest with you. You just brought up a really interesting scenario. Would it be out of the realm of possibility for the Giants to try to go after a quarterback on another team like a Jameis Winston?
I don't think Jameis would leave. I think he'd rather retire, honestly. I think he'd rather retire.
Even if he had the opportunity to start again.
In New York, I think he'd rather retire.
He is so
country, man. He's not built for that type of spotlight. I'm not trying to be funny, but he's a country boy. He's not built for that.
Well, no, there ain't nothing funny about it. Look where the man grew up at. He grew up in Bessemer, Alabama.
Bessemer. The name just country. Where you from? Bessemer.
I'm from
Bessemer.
Bessemer.
That's good. Bessemer. Thank you. Like the way you even phonically say it out, it's country. Bessemer. You can't help it.
Yeah,
just comes out Bessemer.
But then again, I mean, you got to look at another famous guy that is from Bessemer.
Bo Jackson. Yeah.
I mean, he succeeded in the Los Angeles market.
Hey, you know it's different, man. You know it's different.
Look.
It's different.
You're
talking about a running back than a quarterback. You know that quarterback is always on the spotlight. So
I mean, you're not wrong. But
right.
The other thing that I'm looking at is that if they cannot get Saquon locked up, and they still want to try to keep Daniel Jones, then I almost feel like that they're going to do a knee gut reaction, and I think that they could be one of the teams that falls for that Colts trap and giving up a number one pick for Jonathan Taylor.
Yeah.
And
I mean, it was for me. It was just one of the stupidest contracts I've ever seen. Honestly, it was one of the like what's the remember the defensive tackle name who got the $100 million? God, and he flamed out that last year. The one who stomped on one of the players. It's a whole lot of stupid contracts. I don't know why they did it, but Albert Haynesworth.
You said Albert Haynesworth?
Yeah. Remember he was a defensive tackle? He got the $100 million and flamed out.
Yeah, from Washington.
Immediately.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just stupid contracts. Daniel Jones was just a stupid contract. From my perspective. But, I don't know. William dropped? I guess he dropped.
He did? Oh, no, there he is. I hear him.
Okay. William, we can't hear you. We can't hear you. But I don't know what it is. What William's saying, I feel like the Giants are trying to set some other team up and pawn them off.
Yeah.
Because, that does not make any type of sense to give your quarterback, who everyone knows he's below average quarterback, that type of money. And you playing games with your superstar running back, the one who actually make the team work.
I mean, if you look at the entire offense for the Giants, your running back is your offense. I mean, yeah. I mean, they got Waller there at tight end. I mean, it's not a bad addition. It's actually a pretty good addition. But
if he's healthy,
I mean, from everything I have seen, he looks healthy. I mean, he looks good and everything. But the thing is that you're now relying on your tight end to be your number one receiver. Please tell me how that's going to play out.
hey, man. That's why what they did last year, run the ball. Run the ball.
Well, I mean, the thing is that you just said it. They're over there playing games with Saquon Barkley. And if Barkley packs up shop and goes somewhere else, then what are you going to do? You're gonna fall into this, like I said, you're going to fall into this number one trap that the Colts have laid out for Jonathan Taylor. Look, Jonathan Taylor is not a bad running back. He's actually a pretty good running back. But Jonathan Taylor is not Saquon Barkley.
No, that's the truth.
I mean, like, why would you let a talent like Saquon Barkley walk out the door?
Remember, because the current regime did not draft him, and then he got hurt.
Okay.
So you need, you know, when your running back, your star running back, has an ACL injury, he's already out the door. They just trying to give him enough time to heal, to see if, okay, can you do it another year, and then we're gonna ship you out.
Well,
you are,
but,
we've seen that so many times. We've seen it so many times.
And how many times that we saw it did it blow up in that team's face when they shipped him out, or when they shipped a player out and he goes elsewhere and he does unbelievable. Because if you don't think that that's what's going to happen with Saquon, then I don't know what to tell you. But here's the thing. After this year, if Saquon leaves, that is Saquon. Okay? That is all on Saquon. And if the running back market is not what it used to be, Saquon is not going to stay somewhere like the Giants. This man is going to go. He may have to take a lower pay, but this man is going to go to a contender. Because if he can't get the money, then he might as well chase the ring, right?
Yeah.
So
I would have been left. But I would have left. The minute they gave Daniel Jones that contract, I'd be like, all right, let me shop. Just shop me. I'm not playing with y'all. You can't move.
Well,
you can't move until I move. Y'all stuck. Y'all stagnant without me. Everyone knows it.
Well, and that's where, you know, I mean, that's where these other teams, these contender teams, are going to start. If he becomes a free agent next year, you don't think this man is going to get calls from just about every team in the NFL? I mean, I don't care if they got a start. I don't care if they got a starting running back or not. You
listen though. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Let me finish what you're saying. I just had a thought. Go ahead.
Oh no! What I was going to say is if you don't think that these teams are going to at least give Saquon a call to be like, hey, so what are you feeling? I mean, honestly, I would think that you're crazy. I mean, there are teams that might be a better fit for Saquon. But at the day, there's even the teams that are not a good fit are going to give
right.
him a call.
Right. Going to kick the tires on Saquon. Yeah, and just see what he got. Yeah, of course.
Just to see what he was thinking.
Right.
I would legitimately be mad. But anyways, what was you going to say, CeCe?
The running back market coming up this year, it could be littered with high-quality running backs. Again, most of the big names are only on one-year prove-it deals.
Right.
So, it's going to be interesting if they don't get these guys signed long-term, man. Yes.
Well, I mean,
Saquon, Dalvin Cook, If Jonathan doesn't get a multi-year deal, he's gonna be there.
Jonathan Taylor is not gonna get a multi-year deal, and I'll tell you why. First and foremost, in my multi-year deal. So, like that's the biggest thing. Number two, that number that Jonathan Taylor is at.
He wants a little bit more money.
That's Derrick Henry. Jonathan Taylor.
Derrick Henry is going to be on the block too.
Man,
he's going to be on the block.
Listen. If Derrick Henry is on the block, I can see him going to another team, but mark my words, it is not going to be a team that is not already built, set up,
right,
the whole nine
right
yards to go to
right
a Super Bowl. I'm talking Buffalo. I'm talking Kansas City. I don't know how many more running backs Miami can bring in. Miami has like 8 or 10 running backs on their roster or something like that. It's some ridiculous number. And the funny part is that they were one of the teams that reached out to the Colts to inquire about Jonathan Taylor.
Mm-hmm. They have decent running backs. They don't have star level running backs though.
Man, look, I understand that. But you got way too many chickens in the hen house. And at some point in time, you're going to have to make a choice or a decision, because you can't sit there and roll with all these running backs. Now, that is just a recipe for disaster. If all of these running backs that they have, if they're camp bodies or practice players, okay, that's fine. You know what? Go ahead and go with Jonathan Taylor, but or try to acquire him. But again, Miami has another issue that to look to address one way or the other before they even start looking at a Jonathan Taylor or a Derrick Henry at running back. And that is exactly, because here's the thing. And I have talked to Derek about this, and now I want to ask you the same thing. If Tua goes down with another series of concussions like he did last year, is that it for him?
They will stop him from playing ball, man. If he gets hurt again, they're going to stop him from playing ball, because now we don't want to see it. We just saw a guy literally die on the field.
Yes.
Last year. We literally saw that.
Right.
We don't want that publicity anymore. And hey, man. I hope Tua has his
I want him to succeed. I really do because I like Tua. I think he's a good guy. I think he's a pretty decent quarterback. But the thing is that this whole injury thing and all that's just
you don't have to take a hit, bro. He needs to go to Hollywood and take these classes from stuntmen and stuntwomen to take a hit because, bro, when you get hit, you go straight to your head. You can't take hit like that, man.
I think that's the thing about this that worries me the most. Look, I understand that it can happen to any type of quarterback or any type of player that the wrong hit and that's it. But with him, like, honestly, well, my thing is that every time he gets hit, like, I'm wondering, well, is he going to get up or is he going to be out with another concussion?
Right.
You know, it's a bad predicament for the Miami Dolphins to be in when you have a situation where you have a quarterback that has all the tools to take you where you need to go, but his health is an issue. And you may have to say, yes, he has these tools. Yes, he knows how to utilize them, but he can't stay healthy. So now we have to go look elsewhere. And that to me, that's just an all around bad situation to be in.
I understand exactly what you're saying and I agree with you. But you know how I feel about the quarterback position. I really don't give a damn about the quarterback position, the way people care about it. No quarterback should, I'm not going to say no quarterback. Aaron Rodgers, Patrick Mahomes, those guys are upper echelon. We don't see many quarterbacks come through like that. Tom Brady was not even that type of quarterback. But, you know, those contracts, they need to be lowered, bro. I'm sorry. If you lower these quarterback contracts, you wouldn't have that high market. Oh, I need to get a quarterback on up. You need to build your team properly. You need to build your team properly. You can have a whole bunch of, I'm going to use it, Kyle Trask on your team. One of them will pan out, give them decent play or good play for a few years. You don't have to pay Derek Carr money, $100 million, $150 million for some trash.
Well, But so here
they overextend the money for the quarterback market. And that again, that's me. Everyone's a competent quarterback. I'm not. You don't want that. You don't want a non-competent quarterback. But what's the term? Diminishing returns. You know, when you pay too much for something and you know you're not getting what you're really paying for, that needs to be capped.
Well, I mean, but here's the thing. And I mean, this is going right back to the Giants. They literally just did that with Daniel Jones. Mm-hmm. The money that they put in to Daniel Jones. He has got to at least give them one Super Bowl.
He can't. That's the issue.
But that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying the money that they just put into Daniel Jones, that is a quarterback that takes you to the playoffs every year and gets you one or two Super Bowls over the process of his career. Daniel Jones is not that guy.
He's a third-string quarterback, man. He's straight up and down.
I'll give him better than that. I will say he is a backup quarterback. Because I think he's
backup, third string. Third string is backup.
But they're
going to shop him. They're going to shop him.
Either next year or the
year after, they're going to shop him. But they're trying to right the ship with him to make sure he's salvageable. That's what's happening right now.
But how many years does he have left on his contract? Because didn't they just sign him to a new contract last year?
I think they go 4 or 5 years.
Carlton, nobody is going to take on that contract. Nobody.
Hey, I would have never thought someone who would have picked up Derek Carr's contract. He's 10 years in the league. He got $100 million. He walked away and got $150 million. Someone would do that. Someone has done it.
I think consistently. I think Derek Carr is a better quarterback than Daniel Jones. That's just my opinion.
I agree. I'll agree with that. He is. He is an average quarterback. Daniel Jones is a below average quarterback.
Well, and you also got to look at the situation that Derek Carr capitalized on. The Saints did not have an answer at quarterback. They did not have a starting quarterback. They did not have that answer last year. Who is it? I mean, if they did not go after Derek Carr, who was going to be their starting quarterback?
They had options, bro.
They had options.
Look at free agency and what conspired. Jimmy G left. They had a chance to get him. they had a chance to get Baker Mayfield. It's just saying. They had an option to get Baker Mayfield. They had a few other options. They could have traded Daniel Jones to the Giants. They had options.
Yeah, Carlton, Daniel Jones is on the Giants.
No, I'm saying they could have. Last year he didn't have he was out. His contract was done.
Oh, okay.
He just got his contract.
Okay, so, but
they
the
could,
thing is,
they could have. His contract was done. They could have paid him to come to the Saints.
But
so they had options. It wasn't the best. It wasn't the best option, but they had options.
But here is the thing. Would any of those guys want to go to the Saints?
It depends, man. It depends. But again,
because
knowing your head coach. Your head coach wanted Derek Carr. He won't.
Well, but here, this is my thing. I think the only reason that Derek Carr even looked at the or even accepted the Saints' offer is because something tells me that it was already in the works that they were going to bring John Gruden in. Into their organization. And let's face it, that's where Derek Carr had the most success, was under John Gruden. So that kind of tells me that they brought in the coach to get the player. And that's not a bad thing. It's a good 2-for-1 deal. But can you sit there and tell me that if John Gruden had gone to another team as whatever he is, a consultant, whatever title they gave him, can you really sit there and tell me that regardless if John Gruden was on another team or not, that Daniel Jones would have went to the Saints? Because,
no.
Bro, the Saints are not that good.
Listen, no one wants Daniel Jones. That's the – from this perspective, no one wants Daniel Jones. Every coach knows
they especially don't
how
want him
Daniel
with
Jones
him
is,
with that contract
is,
either.
Again, they gave him that contract because the only reason they can salvage him and get him out of here is to pay him, let him have one good year, and sell him off. They could not sell him off. They would have just let him go, honestly. He knows the system, cool. Their new head coach figured out how to make him work, cool. They're going to give him another year, and they're going to sell his ass. Him and Saquon, they're gone. But the only way they can do it, they have to do it awkwardly from our perspective, because no one wants him. I would have taken a rookie quarterback other than Daniel Jones. He's been here. He's been in the league, what, five, 6 years?
Yeah.
And he's a liability. He's been a liability. The last 6 years, he's been a liability.
Well,
they're trying to help him and get him out the way at the same time. That's all it is.
Well, I mean, because what you're talking about is you're essentially talking about a team falling for a fool's gold.
Is really honestly
what it comes down to. And there was a team that you brought up earlier, and I've actually been sitting here thinking about it. In all honesty, the Arizona Cardinals might be that team to fall for that fool's gold. Because here's the thing. And I said this, I believe, last show or the show before that. I fully expect Kyler Murray to be playing baseball inside of 2 years.
Interesting.
I really do. I think that he is going to wait until the team that he belongs to completes all of their stuff. But they move. And I think that after all of that is done, because he belongs to the Athletics. That's who has his baseball contract.
Baseball contract. Right.
Yeah. So what better way to market your team besides bringing in this guy who was a starting NFL quarterback and has now decided to come to Las Vegas to
makes sense.
To
makes
play.
Sense.
And here's the other thing. If you are the Arizona Cardinals and you want and it's at the end of Kyler Murray's contract, and you want to, and let's just say that the city of Las Vegas wants a full publicity thing, the Cardinals could technically trade Kyler Murray to the Raiders. Now, here's the thing. Kyler Murray is not going to start. You got Jimmy G there. The only way Kyler Murray goes in is if Jimmy G goes down, which I'm not saying it couldn't happen, but the other side to this coin is that I don't know if the Raiders want to deal with this foolish antics that Kyler Murray has going on that the Cardinals are dealing with. I mean, really? You have it in the contract that the player is going to allow you to audit the number of hours you spend playing video games. Bro, come on now. What are we? Are we back in grade school, where mommy and daddy have to tell you to turn off the video game and go do your homework? You are a professional athlete making hundreds of millions of dollars. And you got to be told that you have got to allow it in your contract that they can audit the number of hours you play your video game? Why is this even a...
Hey. Madden 24 need him. They need him. They need him for testing.
This fool. Wait. Alright, we got
him. They need him for testing.
Man, they need a what?
They need him for testing. EA Sports need him. That's why his numbers are so high. His speed is almost 99.
This fool, oh, man. His speed is almost
his injury numbers is also 99.
Oh, man. Let me ask you guys something. If you guys got paid hundreds of millions of dollars to do a job, would you give them a liability by your hobby becoming more important than your job? Would you be a liability like that?
I mean, listen. Let me be completely honest, though. If you think about it, now, he's still dealing with football activity.
He popping in Madden and sitting there and playing.
Yeah, Madden. Listen, they not winning games in real life, so at least he can get to the Super Bowl in Madden.
Oh no!
Hey. The last game is over at 8 p.m. Season is done. We didn't make the playoffs. I'm logging in into Madden at 9:30. For 4 months, I'm going hard on Madden 24. I don't care about the playbook. I'm dealing with my own playbook. I'm making my own plays. Trips right, double. Trips right, roll out. I'm gone. Kyler Murray, he's gone. He's gone. Touchdown. And he got a little small figurine by himself, just dancing. I was like, yeah. He got his own dance, everything.
Oh no.
Listen, man. How long is his contract, Devo? Probably what? 5-7 years? Almost $200 million? Something like that? He'll probably do 3 years, and he's out of there. I don't know if they make good contract though. He may be here till the end of that contract. But I would have never gave him that contract. I would have let him walk. I'd have brought Josh Rosen back just to let him walk.
this dude just said some Josh Rosen. Oh,
I would have let Kyler Murray walk, and I would have brought Josh Rosen back. I would have never given him $200 million for what? For what? You've seen your performance. Yeah, you can run fast. You can heave the ball up like most quarterbacks. But just like Ryan Tannehill, when the chips are down, you're the lead player, you fail.
Now, hold on, because that
fails. I don't care, William. He fails. 2 years ago, they were a shoe-in to the playoffs. A shoe-in. I think they made it on. They barely made it and got waxed when they played. If they made it, I don't even remember them making it. They got waxed. Get out of here, bro. In the last 2 years, you get hurt. You're out of here, bro. Uh-uh. And then you complain about a contract. You're out of here. Take your little small RC car and go home.
This friend just said an RC car.
Yes, the little small car he drives.
An RC
go
car.
Try out to somewhere else. You know what? Like you said, you already on contract for Oakland Athletics. Go play baseball. We've seen you fail. We've seen you fail year in, year out. We've seen you fail in a weak division. We've seen it.
Well, but see, here's the thing with that is that division is not going to be the quote-unquote weak division that it has been for now.
But 2 or 3 years ago, when he was running the show and the division was weak, he and Russell Wilson, they were the big cheese. Both of y'all,
yeah.
Failures. Both of them. Best thing Seattle did, they let Russell Wilson walk. Kyler Murray, out of here, bro. If it was me, you out of here. We gave you everything. We gave you one of the best defenses. We gave you the best receiver. We gave you decent, quote unquote, really, really good running backs. You had a decent whole line. You failed. You're out of here. We got rid of your coach a year ago, and you still failed. You're out of here, bro. You're out of here.
Yeah, well.
You're out of here. give me $200 million for what? Play video games and eat Totino's pizza rolls? The hell out of here.
And this dude just said some Totino pizza rolls.
Yeah, you're silly.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's gonna do it for us for this week. It is Sunday night. The show is not as long on Sundays, but hey, Wednesday will be a way to see approach. Not sure what's gonna happen with this storm that's heading this way. So depending on,
I got another storm coming through.
Yep. Yep. So we got one in the Gulf. Got one in the Gulf coming.
Good luck, gentlemen.
Should be around about Wednesday, Tuesday night, Wednesday. So depending on what happened with that, we'll know what we're gonna be able to do Wednesday. If I get, you know, called in because I'm a first responder, pretty much, in the emergency situation. If I get called in, there won't be no show Wednesday. If I don't, and we got power, we'll have a show. So we'll just take a wait and see, monitor the situation, and then we'll make, you know, decision on Wednesday when we get there. So again,
well, most important, Devo, is for you guys to take
safe.
Care of yourself.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, be safe, man. Take care of yourself. And everyone listening, be safe. Don't do anything foolish. Be safe. Be safe. Yeah. That's why I left. That's why I'm in the great Northwest. I'm going to have to deal with me. Anyway, I'm sorry. Be safe, man. Love y'all. Just be safe, man. That's all.
Yep.
So, appreciate everybody tuning in tonight. The podcast will probably be up either later on or tomorrow for the replay. And we'll see you guys hopefully Wednesday night. This is Rat Pack Sports Show, man. We are signing out for Sunday. We will see you all on the flip.
Hold on. One last thing. If the storm comes through and a boat lands on your property, that's your boat. Don't let them know that's your boat. Whatever comes through your property, that's yours. That's your boat. So if you get a boat,
then we lost
public service amount. I know. All right, y'all. I'm gone. Yeah, man. Be safe, man. Just be safe, man. That's all. Love y'all.
All right, man. Love you. And we'll see y'all on Wednesday night, man. Appreciate y'all listening. This is Rat Pack Sports Show, man. We out of here. Peace.
Peace. Kyler Murray, you're a failure.
Ha ha.